you had your peer group and you had one that you probably liked better than others. What would you call that?
Best friend.
Okay, any other terms you might have?
Platonic relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a surrogate parent, a parent that's in place of another, you know, someone's taking the place of parents. Do you have any terms for it?
I have a guardian.
Okay.
What are they called? When I was born, you have a godparent.
Yeah. All right. But you have your life parents. I mean,
yeah.
Like if your parents were to die or something, and uh-huh. someone were to raise the children, you know, what might the new parents be called?
Stepmother.
Okay. How about these organizations that get children to? They ask people to. Help raise one child, usually males. Were they
foster parent, a big brother, big okay. sister?
Okay. How about when you were in high school, or even junior high? Were there ever any rough word games, exchange games, where somebody would start off maybe talking about somebody in a rough manner, and a contest? Usually, it's sort of a contest. Where each speaker would try to think of more extreme insult to the other speaker, and often involving, it was done amongst people that were not hostile to each other, but they could end up in a fight, and it was just sort of a word exchange. I don't know if you are you
kind
of, no, this would be more like something you would do after school or in a locker room or something like that. Are you familiar with anything like that?
Gang fight?
No. Are you? It's a couple of guys be walking along, and one of them might look over to the other one and say something derogatory about the man's and about the guy's mother. They might be friends. They might know each other well, but just to get something started, and then there'll be a verbal exchange of insults, and the insults will start getting more and more sophisticated. Until finally either stops or there might even be a mild fight involved. I don't know, have you ever seen or heard of anything like that?
Yeah.
Do you know what, have you ever heard that referred to as anything?
When they fight a brawl, I guess, or on the way to it, they call it instigating.
You ever heard any terms like dozens or ranking or sounding or playing the dozens? Any terms like that?
No.
Okay. If a new kid moved into a neighborhood, especially a younger one, did he or she have to go through any kind of initiation before the group would accept him?
Yeah, you might say it's the new kid on the block, and you'd maybe give him a cold shoulder treatment or wouldn't be that friendly to them until you got to know them.
Yeah. What might they have? Would they have to do anything in particular?
They might have an initiation or something.
And just, would you ever, in your group?
No. We never had any new kids.
Okay. What kind of games did you play when you were young, when you were a child, grade school?
Used to play, smaller Mother May I game that you ask. One person's a leader and then you go up and like that, or Big Apple, I remember that we played in school. King and Queen, Racers on the Head, without you.
Yeah. What was King and Queen? Was that a school game?
Yeah, we played it at school. One, a boy would be a king and a girl would be a queen. They'd have to wear chalkboard erasers on their head. And then the teacher or whoever was in charge would say, okay, king chase queen. And then the guy would try to chase the girl. And then she could change it at any time she wanted. So the guy could be just about ready to grab the girl, and she'd say, queen chase king.